Blog Talk Radio.
It's your man Tavares Taylor, and you've got it locked to another edition of the Tavares Taylor Show. Radio with a purpose, music with a message here this week. We've got our co-host on the line. What's going on, ladies?
Hello.
How y'all doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
That's what's up. Y'all ready to do this?
Ready to do it.
Yes, of course.
That's what's up. That's right. Today is Sunday, June the 7th, 2009. And we've got a pretty powerful show today, if I can talk. We've got Miss Tisha Marie. She's going to be calling in. We've got the sounds of V. He'll be calling in as well. And we'll be talking about their new projects, Addicted to Life and The Paradox, Volume 1. We've also know that this month is Black Music Month, so we got some brand new segments this time. And yeah, we even got a trivia, y'all. That's right. We're giving away stuff this week on the Tavares Taylor Show. So keep it locked for your chance to win an iPod gift card and a CD. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to step up our game here, you know, on the Tavares Taylor Show. So like we always do, we always give God the praise because he is awesome. He is amazing. And if it was not for him, we would not be here today. So we always do what we do. So we're going to kick things off with Mr. Sean Simmons here on the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio Network.
I know you didn't expect this one. It's Sean Simmons.
Oh,
www.wowuradio.net. That's wow, the letter U, radio.net. While there, be sure to visit the Indie Spot, where you can vote on your favorite indie artists and see what artists are currently in rotation. Wow Radio, supporting the indie community 100%.
That's right, you're listening to music with a... You're listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message, the Tavares Taylor Show. Your boy doing a million things today, but it's all good. Just got out of a nice little set. You know how we do. We give God the praise here. Kick things off with Mr. Sean Simmons with My Life. Then we had a cut by Dietrich Haddon, Reuben Studd, and Mary Mary with Love Him Like I Do. And then we heard from the sounds of Miss Lisa McClendon with All You've Done For Me. We got a change up this week. You know, we normally do the Black History Facts and all of that good stuff in the news. But being that June is Black Music Month, on the Tavares Taylor Show, we're going to celebrate Black Music Month. And this week we're going to celebrate the group Mint Condition. Mint Condition is a R&B band from the Twin Cities, which makes up Minneapolis and St. Paul's. They were formed in the late 1980s. Its original members were lead singer Mr. Stokely Williams, bassist Ricky Kenchin, guitarist Homer Odell, pianist Larry Waddell, keyboardist Kerry Lewis, and keyboardist saxophonist Jeffrey Allen. Currently, this lineup remains intact, with the exception of Lewis, who left the group to produce for other artists. The group is well known for its highly diverse musical style, able to play anything from traditional jazz stylings to mainstream R&B and rock-based music to funk grooves, and even Latin and Jamaican-based beats. Also, it's captivating live performances. We here at the Tavares Taylor Show salute Mint Condition, this week's celebrity Black Music Month artist. And being that it is Black Music Month, we're going to do some giveaways. So what we got this week's Black Music Month trivia question brought to you by Edge IT Consulting, and your chance to win a $15 iTunes gift card plus you're going to pick up the CD by Portia Smith, About Life. If you can answer this question, what R&B diva is known as the Queen of Quiet Storm? Be the third person to email us at tavares.taylor@gmail.com, and you could win. That's Tavares, T-A-V-A-R-E-S-T-A-Y-L-O-R. Tavares, Tavares.taylor@gmail.com. So good luck. Ladies,
yes,
you cannot answer.
Why was I about to ask you that?
No, because I know how you're going to do. Y'all can't answer. I would have had that disclaimer. If you work for the Tavares Taylor Show, you can have it. Anyway, y'all crazy.
In the fine print.
Right? I know, right? So we got another new segment. We're going to note some events that's going on in areas around the country. Since we've got over 5,000 downloaded listeners, we're in just about every state. We're over in the UK, we're in France, we're in Germany. So we're going to expand, and we're going to give some events. So Miss Deanna, you're going to go ahead on and kick us with our first ever Soul in the City segment.
Yes, I am excited. You know, I'm just, you know, really excited because, like you said, we have listeners from all over. So it's just a way to say thank you, first of all, to all of our listeners. And we just, you know, we realize that everyone doesn't live in the same place, so we want to make sure everyone knows what's going on. So actually the first event is the Chocolate Water Music Arts Festival. That's going to be on Saturday, June the 27th in Memphis, Tennessee. It is going to feature three sofa lounges under one roof for all of your stimulation and musical pleasure. It's going to be at Minglewood Hall, which is at 1555 Madison Avenue in Memphis, Tennessee. Some of the artists will be Carmen and Valencia Robinson from Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis's Wild Man, and Atlanta's very own Julie Dexter, who we actually had on the show last week. Right. So that's just very exciting. Memphis is only 4 hours away from me. I already got my ticket. I'm going. I'm hyped. Let's see. Also, it will feature Soulbird, Universal Republic recording artist Anthony David. There will be 20 different spoken word and visual artists and DJs. Also, vending on site with artists, jewelry, artisans, and more. So for tickets and detailed information, our listeners can go to www.neosoulville.com. That's NEOSOULVILLE.com. So that's the first event that we want our listeners to know about. Let's see, we also have, the Steve Harvey's Mentoring Weekend, which is going to be Thursday, June 18th through Sunday, June 21st in Dallas, Texas. And that's actually Father's Day weekend. And so 100 young men from across the country will be selected to attend that mentoring weekend, along with a parent or guardian. And it's a weekend of seminars and team building activities. The events are led by Steve Harvey and his team of volunteers who believe in building a foundation for our young men. It will expose young males to business professionals, athletes, celebrities, and ministers that will assist them in focusing their hopes into dreams and transforming their dreams into reality. And our listeners can get information about that event at www.steveharvey.com. And our last event, certainly not least, is Taste of Chicago 2009, which is going to be Friday, June the 26th through Sunday, July the 5th. That's going to be at Grant Park in Chicago, Illinois. It is the Taste of Chicago. It'll have over 70 local restaurants who will offer a delicious combination of ethnic items, family favorites, exotic, and Chicago specialties. The event actually feeds more than 3 million people in Grant Park, which is located in downtown Chicago. They will have a spectacular Independence Eve fireworks display and entertainment area just for the kids. So if our listeners are interested in that event, they can actually go to the site. It is www.tasteofchicago.us. So.
That's what's up. Appreciate that. Am I too old to go to that Steve Harvey thing in Dallas, even if I get a
Yes. Well,
I mean.
You need to be the one mentoring. You don't need to be mentored.
Right.
Oh. Hey, look, I tried.
You did.
Well, you know, folks, we've got two exceptional artists this week. We've got Miss Tisha Marie, and we've got Mr. Valvin Roan. That's right, The revolution will now be televised, and Miss Addicted to Life. And, you know, I'm so excited because we profile positive artists, artists with purposes, artists with messages and their music. I mean, it's just phenomenal. So we've got Miss Tisha Marie on the line, ma'am. Are you there?
I am. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And no problem. Thank you so much for stopping by. You know, folks, if y'all don't know Miss Tisha Marie, she is a very soulful, very inspirational, very inspiring artist. She's out of the UK / Maryland / everywhere else. And we're just excited to have you on. I mean, your music, we've been listening to it forever, and we were just loving Addicted to Life, and we had to get you on.
Well, I appreciate it so very much. And I was jamming to the tunes, and I'm excited that V will be on as well. So tell him I said, hey.
Not a problem. Matter of fact, we are about to bring him on the line. V, are you there, sir?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, brother. I can hear you.
What's going on?
Hey, I'm here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for stopping by, man. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. My pleasure, brother.
Folks, if you do not know, V is the man behind the smash album, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, the joint that had Confess, which, I mean, I don't know, fellas, if you play that joint, Confess, I'm trying to tell you. Matter of fact, that's all I'm saying. Fellas, just play the joint, Confess, and you'll be good to go. Bruh, it's good to see you, man. It's good.
Thank you.
Not a problem. So what we're going to do real quick, Tisha, let me get you to tell the artists, to the folks who may not know who you are, tell them a little bit about yourself.
I am a singer-songwriter slash musician. I play piano and violin. I am an Air Force brat, which is why I don't really have a home.
Yes,
Addicted to Life, yeah. Addicted to Life is my latest project. It is my debut album, and I released it on November 11th, 2008. And I'm so happy just to share it with people, and hopefully they're inspired when they listen.
Heck yeah, we inspired.
Thanks.
We love that joint. We love that joint. V, I'm going to get you to do the same thing, bro. Introduce yourself to the family.
Okay. My name is V, and I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've been working in the industry for a while now. I had a record that came out in 2006, January, called The Revelation Is Now Televised. And I just brought out a record called It Is Finished, The Paradox, Volume 1, in mid-March. And I'm promoting that now. And some of you might have heard of some of the songs on there. And I've been working with Jill Scott, doing, you know, background vocals with her on tour for the last couple of years.
Yes, sir.
And I've worked with DJ Jeff's production camp here in Philly for a while, catching those, you know, some of the people who came out of that camp. So I've been, you know, I'm kind of been working in the industry for a minute, so, you know.
No doubt. That was last time y'all were here in D.C., when Jill was here in D.C., and she gave you guys a solo. My wife, she's sitting beside me. She said, "Who is that?" And I said, "That's my man, V." She's like, "You got any of his music?" I said, "Yeah, we got it at the house." "I like him." So you know what I'm saying. Like I said, we are big fans of your music. Tisha, real quick, what's the inspiration behind Addicted to Life? Because, I mean, you got your inspirational tracks, you've got your upbeat tracks, you've got a wide range of selections on that CD.
Life, quite simply. I mean, just the ups and downs that you go through, breakups, makeups, being broke, having money, wanting to be with somebody, you know, your family, how important they are to you, and just valuing, you know, each moment that comes to you. So really, life, that's the inspiration behind it all.
Right. Marissa, you got any questions?
Actually, I have questions for both of them. The first question is, have you developed any relationships with mainstream artists in the music industry? And also, what was your inspiration for the text message for Tisha? And V, what was your inspiration for Who Would I Be?
Okay.
So those questions are both for you. Go at it.
V, we'll start with Tisha.
Okay.
As far as mainstream artists are concerned, not directly, more so. More so, you know, them hearing my things here and there from a friend of a friend of a friend, you know, but directly, not yet. So we'll see what happens with that. As far as text message is concerned, I teach music and chorus by day. That's what I do to pay the bills. The bills. So basically, you know, just seeing kids not really knowing the direction and looking to the media to kind of be their guide instead of having someone to stand behind them or even next to them to say, hey, you can be anything you want to be and, you know, actually mean it. So that was the inspiration behind that.
Nice. Okay.
Dope. And go ahead, V.
So the question was about the inspiration for Who Would I Be?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that song came about when I, you know, at a point in time where, like a lot of times in my music, I'm trying to figure out a way to kind of open people up, to awaken them that, you know, one idea can make a change. You know, one person's idea can make a change. So, you know, just trying to influence that, you know, through music, it's kind of like, you know, what if we could, you know, one person's idea, such like Barack Obama, you know, his ideas of trying to bring the world at, you know, at a better place where it's no more war, there's peace, you know, so one person's idea can spread and definitely go to a level if it spreads like a virus per se, or if it spreads to where people understand that this is the best way to go and, you know, try to make a change for the better for this world so we don't have to keep experiencing the same cycles of destruction or war that we have been, you know, learning from our mistakes and now trying to make the world a better place. So that whole song, that whole concept became like, you know, what if, you know, almost like if God was one of us, like that one song that, Bette Midler.
Yeah, right.
Like, kind of in that same vein, but just another way of saying it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, kind of like, you know, you don't know who you're entertaining at sometimes, you know, but at the same time, the idea, whenever someone gets an idea, it's really from God anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if it's spread, that truth can be spread from one person to a group of people and then to a movement. And if it's for change and it's for the better, then, you know, that's even better. So that whole song was just that whole concept, man, and we kind of just took that and put it into music. So I'm glad that you guys kind of felt that and understood what that was about. It's great.
Oh, yes, of course.
No doubt. We're going to jump into some music real quick from both Tisha Marie and V. You've got a lock to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the Wild Radio family.
Pursue your
Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message, the Tavares Taylor Show. Man, those are two of the most powerful songs out there. I wish they could be played on just about every radio station out there. Just imagine what, man, I mean, whew, bruh, V, you put your foot in that joint, Tisha, you put your foot and your toenails and another foot in somebody's hand.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just something when you get inspired. Inspirational music. I mean, and I mean, stuff that's going to motivate you. I don't know. I always rant and I will rave about, you know, how the state of music is today, and it just, it sucks. I mean, straight up, it sucks. I mean, you hear the same songs all of the time, and, you know, it's just so many. I mean, so many great artists with great messages that need to be played on regular, everyday music that's going to help somebody get from paycheck to paycheck and not trying to get somebody to spend from paycheck in between paycheck. And, yeah, I just want to thank both of y'all for you know, writing and doing what you do. I know it's hard. I know, you know, it's a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of normal people wouldn't see. But, I mean, you put, you know, put up with a lot in this industry. And I want to thank both of you, so.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so, so much.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Dee, did you have any questions for our artist, our guest?
You know what?
I
just want to tell her that I'm really feeling her stuff, and I will be out getting that immediately.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
Thank you, Mr. V. Yeah. And for the, can I say something to you real quick? Sorry, we're having a little
go ahead.
Right now. I want to say that that is my favorite song. Who would I be? That's, I mean, like, really, when I'm going through, I put that song on, and then it makes me cry, like, every time I hear it. But it's so inspirational to me because it just pushes me to keep going. Like, I want to be that one person to at least do one of these things in this song.
Exactly. That's what's up, babe. And that makes me feel good, and it makes me, you know, feel like what I'm doing is worth it when just one person tells me that that's a song that they listen to at that point in time in their life, you know. So I really appreciate it, and I will be out getting your stuff immediately.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, that's how we do here. We creating relationships musically here on the Tabarez Taylor Show. Deanna, you got anything for our guest?
No, I'm good. I mean, you said they put their feet in it. You know, I don't really like feet, but, you know, I'll keep listening to their music.
That's what, she's such the comic relief of the show. She is the comic relief of the show. And we love her for that. Well, real quick, we want to give folks a chance to check you guys out and give some contact information so that people can pick up your projects. I know, V, you've got, real quick, I know you've got The Paradox, Volume 1.
Right.
First of all, what's the difference between that and The Revelation Will Not Be Televised?
Well, it's just an extension. Right now, you know, still trying to go into the inspiration. It's got inspiration on it, and it's got the same thing, life experiences and through love. And the slogan of the record is the solution for life is love.
Okay.
So, you know, through that whole cycle of love and life, you learn, and it's got, like, a lot of songs on there, just like kind of like a newer version of the last record, just keeping you going, you know, with that same cycle and just learning experience through our life experience. You know what I'm saying?
Good stuff. How can people cop that?
Yes, they can go to www.myspace.com/vsign. That's V-S-I-G-N. And it'll have all the information of where you can grab it. SoundClick page, www.soundclick.com/vtheartist. And it'll be soon available on CD Baby. So just stay tuned, check out that website, and you'll be able to get, you know, all the information that you need as far as shows and where the CD will be available. That and the last record.
Good stuff.
Appreciate it, brother.
Ain't no problem, man. Anytime you want to call up to the show, you know, feel free. I mean, just, it could be, even when you're not a guest, bro, just call up, say what's up.
Okay. Thanks for the invite, man. Thanks for the invite.
Not a problem. Anytime. Tisha, real quick, what is your contact information, and how can people get in contact with you, ma'am?
Okay, my contact information is all over the place, but the best place to find me is www.TeishaMarie.com.
Gotcha.
Also, I'm on MySpace. My name on there is Teisha360, that's T-E-I-S-H-A, and then the number 3, the number 6, and the number 0. Also, as far as mailing lists are concerned, check me out on Reverb Nation. /TeishaMarie. You can find me there to sign up for my mailing list. I will be at the Capital Hip Hop Fest on July 25th. So if you guys are in the DC area, it's free. And you can come on out from 11 to 7. It's a whole bunch of hosts of hip-hop artists, international and local as well, and myself.
I'll be there. I think my boy Enoch, the Seven Prophet, is going to be there.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, and one more thing before I forget. Where can you get the CD? Of course, you can get that on CDBaby.com. You can also get it on Amazon, iTunes, eMusic, Rhapsody, Napster, all those wonderful spots.
Good stuff, good stuff. Thank you so much, ma'am, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And I'll see you in a couple of weeks at in D.C.
Oh, very good, very good.
No problem, no problem. I will be there. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Y'all, that was Tisha Marie and my man V stopping through the Tavares Taylor Show. Great artists, great people. And, you know, it just doesn't stop there. We're keeping it locked. Well, we're keeping it moving with some more music. I've got a nice little set coming up. We got some brand new jazz specs with PJ Morton. So keep it locked here to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio family. playing games. You're listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message, the Tavares Taylor Show. Just got out of a nice little set there with heard from Mr. Anthony David with Stop Playing. Before that, we had the Jazz Specs featuring P.J. Morton with Soul Liquids. That's off of their brand-new joint, Polka Dotted Stripes. And we kicked that set off with Kendrick, the Family Soul, with As of Yet. I believe Kendrick's coming out with a live album. So keep it locked to the Tavares Taylor Show because you know we're going to play it. We're about to end the show. But before we do, we want to announce our winner of our first ever Black Music Month trivia question. And that question was, what R&B diva is known as the Queen of Quiet Storm? And the answer is...
drum roll. Got a drum roll?
No, we ain't got a drum roll. Go ahead. That's it. Anita Baker. But the winner is Treva from New Jersey. So, Treva, you get a $15 iTunes gift card, and we're going to hook you up with our Portia Smith's CD about life. So, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Real quick, what's coming out in the stores this week, Miss Marissa?
Well, in the stores this week, we have two veterans who's going to be in the music, that's been in the music industry for a while. The first one is Miss Tina Marie, the Ivory Queen of Soul. She is coming out with Congo Square. It will be hitting on Tuesdays, June 9th. So make sure you get your copy. You can always go to www.amazon.com, iTunes, and to your local record stores and get your copy. Also, Vanessa Williams has hit the scene again. She's already conquered the movie scene and the television scene, so I guess she said, let me conquer the music scene now again. And she has come out with another album called The Real Thing, and that is also going to be released on Tuesday. It is a great album. I had a chance to listen to it. If you want to listen to the advanced copy of both CDs, you can go to soultracks.com and click onto the new listening room, and you'll be able to listen to the advanced copies for both. For Miss Vanessa Williams, I'll say it's a wine, cheese, and grapes type of music. It's very, very Vanessa Williams. So I'm very happy and excited that both of them are coming out again.
That's what's up. I'm glad you said about Tina Marie because I posted some stuff on Facebook about Tisha Marie. And if I ain't get an email talking about something, I'm having Tina Marie on the show. No. Maybe for the 1 year anniversary.
You can always work that out.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, that's what's up. That's how we do it. Well, be sure to check out V Music at MySpace, V Sign on MySpace. .com/vsign. Be sure to check his new projects out as well as the older projects. Be sure to support. Be sure to check out Tisha Marie at TishaMarie.com, TishaMarie.com. Or, you know, you can log on to TavaresTaylor.com. We'll add them to our store as well. I believe V's already in there. But you can always check us out, and we'll get it added. If it's not there today, it'll be there by Tuesday. Also, you can check out the archive of this show on TavaresTaylor.com. And in July, we got a big announcement because we got some things moving, y'all.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, y'all already know, but we can't tell. We can't tell them. Just keep it locked to the Tavares Taylor Show. We'll tell you. Also, shout out to the boss lady at WowUradio.net, to the Wow U Radio family, Chronicles of a Single Woman. Check their show out. Check out Indie Music, where they showcase more indie artists. So if you love indie independent artists and independent music, be sure to hit us up. Check out WowUradio.net. Be sure to check out the Empowerment Minute newsletter. Pretty decent newsletter, if I must say so myself. Is motivation coming to you on a Wednesday when, you know, you're trying to get over the hump? We've got wealth tips, health tips. We've got an advice column. We've got an excellent column with artists, musical artists. We've got a culture section. We've got everything. And so be sure to check that out at TavaresTaylor.com. We've also got scholarships and internships, so if you're in college and you're looking for some extra money, hit us up, TavaresTaylor.com and the Empowerment Minute newsletter. Ladies, y'all got anything?
Nope, just until next time, let the music inspire you.
Yeah, that's how we do it. That's how we do it. Remember, the change begins with you. Become the change that you want to see in this world. Next week, we've got Mr. Cameron Corvey, and we've got Mr. Eric Rico. So keep it locked to the Tavares Taylor Show. Remember, change begins with you. Become that change that you want to see in this world. This is Guapale, y'all, with Closer. And thank you so much for tuning in. Peace.